hard-hitting medical truth, cutting through conflict and confusion to the understanding you're searching for. Join Dr. Peter McCullough, world-renowned medical expert and practicing physician, for this edition of the McCullough Report. Your life may depend on it.
Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio. This is the McCullough Report. It's a great pleasure to welcome back to the show Dr. Michael Gaeta. He is an expert in naturopathic medicine and actually natural approaches to solving common problems. And we're so happy to have you back on the show. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Peter. Always good to be with you, and it's good to be back.
For those who don't know you, can you just give us a brief bio sketch?
Yeah, sure. I actually, my first career was as a musician. I played the piano, and I wanted to do something a little more specific in the healing arts. And so I started my practice in Chinese medicine and nutrition 34 years ago. And in the last, I'd say 22 years, started to get more deeply into functional medicine. So my practice is Chinese and functional medicine and a family practice here in Boulder, Colorado, and folks by phone and video virtually. And now these days, you know, the last many years, I've been full-time teaching and training other practitioners in natural functional medicine, in addition to my part-time clinical practice. So at the Institute and at the clinic, our motto is nature first, drugs last.
There you go. And so many impressive results. And I think really, so in, I think it just really strikes me how you've made such a big impact in the community with your training course, and you've disseminated this knowledge. So, and this show, I get to be the patient because guess what? I have high blood pressure.
Sure.
And I really want to hear your approach. Let's just take a middle-aged person, not on any medications, but on several occasions, that person's been told the blood pressure is elevated. Why don't you explain to our audience what your approach is?
Yeah, happy to, Peter. And as I said earlier, I try not to get service to one of those cardiologists about cardiovascular disease. But the first step is just to get some numbers and to see what they're, if they have been prescribed a medication, what was the medication? The two questions I asked is, what was your blood pressure before you were prescribed the medication? And secondly, how many times was the blood pressure checked? And I've seen, unfortunately, as you have all too often, folks are with just mildly elevated blood pressure are prescribed whatever, calcium channel blocker, beta blocker, diuretic, something, and based on one blood pressure reading in the office where the patient might be nervous and, you know, their blood pressure. And, you know, it's unfortunate. So I try to find out those two things. And then we look at, are there any, you know, other things going on? You know, is there kidney disease? Is, you know, that's a very frequent contributor. We'll look in the blood at a comprehensive metabolic panel, look at some of the kidney related markers, look at especially at the EGFR, the glomerular filtration rate, you know, with a target of 90. And maybe the kidney is impaired. A lot of that's often the case where there's, you know, a lot of hypertension is a microvascular problem where there's small vessel issues. Endothelial dysfunction in those small vessels, which is 74% of the circulatory system, are these microvessels of arterioles, capillaries, and venules. And sometimes if they're not happy, maybe there's a constriction, maybe the person is in a sympathetic dominant or stress state most of the time, they're going to get vasoconstriction in those small vessels or not get good vasomotion, and then you get a backup. And this is a lot of what happens times in the kidneys, is these tiny vessels in the kidneys, the glomeruli, the functional unit of the kidneys is a little unhappy. So you'll get this backup. So we try to look at the whole picture. What's the history? What's the diet? Are they overweight? Are they diabetic? Do they smoke? What's their diet like? What are their sleep patterns like? This is emerging as a big deal these days of circadian rhythms and cardiovascular disease. It's now considered a formal risk factor, at least, for cardiovascular disease is circadian disturbance. So are they working the night shift? Are they only sleeping 3 hours a night? Are they, you know, what's the whole lifestyle? So we just kind of look at the whole picture and then look at their age. You know, in the old days, you know, the blood pressure was based on age. You know, I had a physician come to my herbal seminar in Boston one day, and he was an older gentleman in his, I think, his late 70s. He'd been practicing as a physician for 50 years. And he said, young man, you know, when I was your age, he said things were different. He said, we looked at urinary proteins, not cholesterol, to assess cardiovascular risk, and we adjusted blood pressure according to age. So he said we would take 100 plus age and subtract 10 for females, and that was the upper limit for systolic. And he didn't understand why there was this relentless drive to lower the upper limits for blood pressure. So anyway, we look at all that, see what medications they're on, you know, look at the diet, the lifestyle, all those factors, and then off we go. So we do, you know, as a dietitian nutritionist, I like to do a 7-day food diary and look at that. There might be things in there that might be problematic. We'll do some basic lab testing. Very important marker is the omega-3 index to see what percentage of red blood cell fatty acids are EPA and DHA. And so I hope this is okay. This the kind of general flow. Okay, interrupt me anytime you want. You know, if you have other questions or in a different direction. But omega-3 index, you know, the ideal is 8 to 12% of red cell fatty acids or EPA and DHA. The American average is 4% about. And if you can get it up to 8%, you can reduce risk of sudden cardiac death by 90%. Just getting that omega-3 index to 8% if it was low before. And that has an enormous effect on vascular health and blood pressure. We also look for nutrient deficiencies. On the mineral side, looking at a hair analysis, looking in the blood at RBC magnesium. Magnesium deficiency is a very, very common feature in cardiovascular disease. Dr. Carolyn Dean, you know, has written extensively on the subject. She's a physician and a naturopath and considers, you know, magnesium in many cases to be the culprit, not cholesterol. You know, even the current science now is saying that, you know, these cardiovascular disease is not a disorder of lipid accumulation, but endothelial dysfunction. So I really pay a lot of attention to vascular health. So things like magnesium, factors like nitric oxide is produced in the lining of the blood vessels and the endothelium. And a natural way to support that, because it is vasodilative, it's like a short-lived gas produced by the lining of the blood vessels. And we can help that increase a lot with beets. So just the patient eating more beets can lower their blood pressure 3 to 5 points. Beet leaf and the beet greens, like the Swiss chard. And then we get into natural medicine. Organic buckwheat is a great way to improve vascular health and elasticity help, you know, address that vascular aspect of loss of arterial elasticity, where you get this rigidity that, you know, like the blood vessels, as you know, should be more like a balloon, not a straw. So if it's like a straw, it's, you know, that pressure is going to go up because it's pushing against a more rigid thing. It should be flexible and elastic. So foods like buckwheat, beets, herbs like garlic are superb, correcting magnesium deficiencies. These are some very, very simple things that can really make a difference. And looking at other foods, you know, like the dietary spices in general tend to have a blood pressure lowering effect. And I get to be, you know, everybody's favorite nutritionist when I encourage them, the hypertensive patient, to eat more dark chocolate.
Really?
A little bit of dark chocolate, you know, organic fair trade, 70-80% or higher on the cacao content. And you don't need a lot. It's just 2/3 of an ounce per day, 20 grams can lower blood pressure 2 to 4 points. So those are a couple of things. And then I've got, you know, a pretty big toolbox, you know, with food concentrates, supplements that are food-based and herbs like garlic, like hawthorn, like black cumin, which have very well demonstrated activity in modulating blood pressure naturally. Then the next step.
So in this case scenario, it's a patient who has not previously been on medicines.
Oh, okay. That's great.
This is kind of a virgin patient. Yes. So let's say on several measurements you had blood pressure of, let's say, you know, 148 over 92, 144 over 88, 152 over 94, just kind of in that range, someone middle age, no heart disease, no other problems. Yes. Just this, maybe sometimes get some blood pressure related headaches.
Yes. Yes. Well, yeah, that in Chinese medicine, that's often liver related. Hypertensive headaches are often, and hypertension in general in Chinese medicine is often related to the liver. And we even see that in more of a functional medicine context, where there is such a thing as hepatic hypertension, not just the more typically considered renal hypertension. If they're not medicated, it's even easier because we have one less thing to sort out. So if they're unmedicated, and with those numbers, how old is the patient?
Let's say they're 45 years old, and let's say normal kidney function. You do your markers, and the serum creatinine is 0.7. Estimated GFR is 100.
No, oh, great.
The RBC magnesium, let's say it's a little bit low. Thyroid, other things. Let's say the patient is about 40 pounds overweight. So there's a pot belly, and they drink alcohol on weekends, tend to party on weekends, non-smoker.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a, not massively high-risk patient. I mean, there's things to sort out. I want to make sure they're not diabetic. Sounds like they're not smoking. They're just a bit overweight, some central obesity. So if they're not medicated, that's great, because then, we can usually correct that within 1 to 2 months. If they're willing to comply with some suggestions on diet and lifestyle and supplementation, that's pretty easily sorted out. And it's not like they're in a danger zone where it's very high. And at that age for a male, if you go by 100 plus age, and even the Cochrane study that came out in 2017 didn't really show a lot of significant harm with blood pressures up to 150 over 90, and even 160 over 90, so somewhere in that range. So I wouldn't be too concerned. Certainly I want to look at some other cardiovascular markers in general, just to look for vascular inflammation, like cardiac CRP and lipoprotein-associated phospholipase A2 or LPA-PLA2, fibrinogen, homocysteine.
Right. So let me fill in some of those. So the CRP is 4.6. So
elevated. That's something.
The omega-3 index is low. It's about 4.1%.
Oh boy. Okay.
The homocysteine is elevated at 16.
Oh wow. That's big.
And the LPPLA2 came in right at about 220.
Okay.
He doesn't take any cholesterol lowering medicines, and the LDL cholesterol calculated came in at 140.
Sure. Yep. And do we know triglycerides or HDL?
Yeah, triglycerides came back at 250, and HDL came back at 42.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, targets for fasting triglycerides ideally are 100 or less. HDL target is, I like to use 60. LDL, more or less irrelevant, like total cholesterol. There's definitely some inflammation and issues there. Likely a fatty liver with triglycerides that high. We can certainly look at the transaminases in the blood. So when in doubt, I'm always, if there's a case like that, I'll always, and often will recommend they just have a checkup with their internist or cardiologist, just to, have things looked at from that perspective, and would immediately start to correct some of those issues. So get that, buckwheat, by the way, buckwheat and correcting the omega-3 index is a great way to get that cardiac CRP down to the target of one or less. I use 175 as an upper limit on the LPA-PLA2, so I consider that 220 a little bit elevated. So I definitely would want to do some dietary work with them to, you know, very possibly they have too much, maybe there's hydrogenated fats in the diet, too much mm-hmm. sugar, not enough healthy fats, mm-hmm. That, you know, those could be issues. And then look at their physical activity. If we can just get them walking a half hour a day, you know, that would be great. 3 to 4 hours a week of some exercise, and look at stressors. You know, I like to ask patients, Peter, how are things at home? How are things at work? And that tells so much. You know, if there's a problem in one area, things are great at home, but really stressful at work, or I love my job, but things are stressful at home. If there's one of the two that's a significant stressor, I know we've got a medium pattern to work with. You know, in other words, it's going to take something to, you know, to help them get to where they want to go. But if things are not great in both places, like a lot of stress, you know, at work, a lot of stress at home, that's a significant issue. Mm-hmm. That's a very personal thing how they get sorted out. But I know that the prognosis is going to be, you know, it's going to take longer for that pattern, whatever they're dealing with, to resolve. Mm-hmm. It's important just to look at lifestyle stressors, which are frequently a driver of some of these issues. So from what you said, we've got to get them, you know, I would recommend wild fish 5 mm-hmm. times a week, a clean fish oil supplement. Mm-hmm. I would recommend increasing their dietary beets and beet greens to get that nitric oxide up. I'd give them an organic beet and beetroot, beet green supplement called Beta Food. I would encourage them to eat more buckwheat in the diet. That's mm-hmm. your vitamin P, as Albert Szent-Györgyi named it in 1937, which is the collagen formation factor, which improves vascular health. It was the anti-hemorrhagic factor that improved vascular health and prevented hemorrhage and bleeding due to vascular weakness. So that's found in buckwheat. It's found in a concentrate called Cyruta Plus. Mm-hmm. And so if we get that sorted out, it looks like the magnesium could use a little help. So we might get them on a magnesium supplement, more food-based, multi-form magnesium, something called Easy Mag, has 52 forms of magnesium, to my knowledge. And then between the diet, the exercise, stress management, maybe getting them, encouraging them to do some deep breathing. I don't always call it meditation, but just deep breathing, 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the evening. And then whenever they're stressed or tense, just slow belly breathing can do a lot of good to get them out of that sympathetic stress response into a parasympathetic relaxation response. That can really make a big difference. What I just described sorts out cases like that. I don't know, 98% of those cases are going to be not real. They're going to have improvements within mm-hmm. a month or two.
Now I noticed you didn't yet mention alcohol. I said he drank probably to excess on the weekends.
You mentioned that.
Yeah.
You did mention that. I missed that, Peter. Thank you for the reminder. So that kind of weekend binge, that frequency of weekly may not be great, you know, so certainly we, you know, and it's possible, I mean, he has possible signs, he may want to, you know, see his physician, get some ultrasound, see if we've got a fatty liver, perhaps look at the transaminases and the metabolic panel, ALT, ALT, AST, GGT, just to see if it's there's actual liver damage, because those are liver damage tests, not liver functions.
I'll say that he does have a fatty liver. It was, you know, his liver was big on exam. Turns out the physical exam, I always comment on liver size in the physical exam. It almost perfectly matches the ultrasound. And when there's abdominal obesity and the human hand can't go up underneath the rib cage, it's literally being impaired by the big liver, and you get an ultrasound.
Wow.
It's just about 100% fatty liver. And that's been confirmed with MRI studies. So he has a big liver, it's fatty liver, but the AST and ALT are still within the normal range. On the chemistry.
So I use upper limit of 25 for the transaminases. That's like a thing. So the alcohol is certainly an issue. We want to help defat that liver with healthy fats in the diet, the beets, supplementary soybean, non-GMO soybean lecithin, choline. These are things that are lipotropic factors that really help to defat that liver. But it sounds like, you know, the genesis of that might be some of that alcohol. And we got to help that liver. So he's going to need some milk thistle. He's going to need plenty of beets. These are going to be very important things to help restore that liver. Black cumin seed would be excellent for that hypertension, as well as increasing metabolic control, glycemic control, and metabolic health. So that's going to be a very important herb for him as well. Garlic helps to clear blood lipids.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to look at that diet, the alcohol.
What would you say, Michael, though, about the alcohol? Would you tell him to cut back or stop altogether? How would you approach that?
Well, I want to find out why. What it's if things are stressful somewhere. A lot of folks will use that as a release on the weekend. Like, I had a stressful week. Now it's time to let go, let loose, and find out, okay, if you're using it as a self-medication for stress in your life, let's see what else we can do so that that pressure doesn't build up Monday to Friday. So you want to go binge, you know, Friday night and Saturday, right? So we try to figure out why. You know, listen to the patient's narrative, what's happening. But I'm definitely going to, you know, give them a why for why they should at least reduce or stop altogether. So, I haven't had as much success having folks who are using it as a stress release to go cold turkey mm-hmm. on the first weekend. If we spend a month or two weaning off while we're getting the stress management and the nutrition and the acupuncture and the PEMF therapy that calms the nervous system, if we're giving them support, you know, so that you don't need it as much, you know, that's often a lot better than just you must stop tomorrow, which I've had less compliance with. Right. But for sure, that alcohol is an issue.
Would he be better off if he was able to stop altogether? Would he be better off not drinking?
Oh, for sure. Sure. I would say so. Yeah, I would agree with that. You just got to see what folks are up for. I mean, as I tell every new patient, you know, I suggest you decide, you know, it's up to you, but I'm going to make very specific suggestions and then do with that what you will. But I am going to make very specific suggestions. I'm going to explain why. And I found, you know, I have pretty good compliance with, you know, significant lifestyle and supplement protocols because I try to find what's important to them and then relate it to my recommendations. So you've got a fatty liver, an enlarged liver, that's pretty serious. You've got abdominal obesity. You've got, you know, at least the beginnings of hypertension, perhaps. You've got these other issues going on. You've got a lot of inflammation in your blood vessels, right? There's your cardiac CRP and the other markers. And so, you know, this is significant. Like so I'll just tell them the truth. You're at a significantly elevated risk of heart attack and stroke because of this constellation of factors. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's going to take some changes. In other words, you got in, and if you got in, you can get out. But it is going to take some time, typically 1 to 3 months per year of condition. It's going to be important for you to chill on that alcohol. I'd love to give you some relaxing supplements and herbs that maybe takes the edge off during the week so it doesn't build up as much and help you sleep well, sleep better. Maybe some, you know, counseling to help, you know, address some of the factors in the life or, you know, whatever it is that's going on. I would agree with you completely. I think that alcohol is definitely got to go. And it's just going to be a matter of if the person has a strong enough why, you know, then they'll do the what and the how. Mm-hmm. So we just got to build up that why, that purpose, that reason. As Nietzsche said, you know, if you have a person has a strong enough reason, they'll do the, you know, whatever is needed. Paraphrasing. That's in broad strokes how I would approach that type of patient. And thankfully, I've seen that guy hundreds of times mm-hmm. over the last 34 years. And, success rate is like close to 100%. So it's very fixable. And I would really encourage him to think about the present, but also the future. This is one of the, I sometimes have the, if the patient is not like, yeah, tell me what I need to do, I'll do it. If they need a little encouragement, I'll just say, look, you're walking towards a cliff. I don't know when you're going to fall off the cliff, but you're walking towards it. And we have a chance now to change direction. So you walk mm-hmm. not towards the cliff, right? Mm-hmm. But someday, you know, whether it's next week or 20 years from now, you're going to walk off that cliff. We have a chance now to change direction. So you go in a different direction.
Well, that's a great summary. We're going to take a pause here for our break here in the show and our sponsors. And we've been talking to Dr. Michael Gatta, naturopathic physician expert in natural solutions in Chinese medicine and addressing the issue of hypertension. You're listening to the McCullough Report. Let's get real. Let's get loud. On America Out Loud Talk Radio, this is the McCullough Report. The wellness company is offering the Signature Series Spike Support Formula. The wellness company supports this formula because it's designed to remove spike protein from the body. The spike support formula is designed to help the body catabolize the spike protein, begin to remove it through its natural mechanisms. So go to twc.health and check out the spike support formula. You can use our promotional codes or go through our banner bars on our site to get promotional codes and discounts on your purchase.
The Wellness Company shares your values and fights for medical freedom. They put patients before profits and follow medical science, not political science like doctors on the left. Their chief medical board, which includes Dr. Peter McCullough, are the makers of the incredible American-made high-quality spike formula. If you worry about spike proteins, go to twc.health and use promo code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount. Once again, that's twc.health, promo code OUTLOUD.
You wouldn't go a day without brushing your teeth or washing your hands. What about washing your nose? I mean, your nose does filter the air you breathe, air loaded with bacteria, viruses, and irritants. Make nasal hygiene part of your routine with Clear. No messy bottles to fill, no drowning sensation. Clear is a natural drug-free saline with the added benefit of xylitol, which blocks bacterial and viral adhesion. Available in stores and online at clear.com. That is X-L-E-A-R.com.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
I want to talk to you about an important trio of products I routinely recommend to my patients with long COVID syndrome, and that is the Healthy Cell Trio of the Immune Super Boost, Focus and Recall, and REM Sleep Supplement, all three of them. The Immune Super Boost in the morning helps charge the body with essential vitamins and nutrients that help an individual fight off these frequent recurrent infections of other viruses that people get during the long COVID syndrome. The Focus and Recall, also taken in the morning, helps address brain fog, this general difficulty in finding words, irritability. It works wonderfully to help clear up some of the neurological and neuropsychiatric manifestations of long COVID syndrome. And then lastly, at night, the Healthy Cell REM Sleep Supplement helps you go to sleep, stay asleep, get normal sleep architecture, so the next day you wake up well-rested and ready to go. So again, three products all work together very well in long COVID, post-COVID syndrome: the Immune Super Boost, Focus and Recall, and REM Sleep Supplement. There are three products. Go to our website, America Out Loud Talk Radio, and click on the banner for Healthy Cell to get 20% off your first order. And you'll be ordering all three of these. They'll come in three separate boxes. They utilize microgel technology. They work very rapidly, and I'm relying on them in my practice with great results. So go check out Healthy Cell. Go to America Out Loud Talk Radio and click on the banner bar for a discount on your first purchase. Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio. This is McCullough Report.
Maintaining a strong immune system has never been more critical. Nutrition company Healthy Cell created Immune Super Boost to help you strengthen your immunity, unlike other supplements that don't work. Immune Super Boost is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra absorption of science-backed nutrients proven to support immunity, like vitamin C, D3, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will, the will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio. This is the McCullough Report, and I'm Dr. Peter McCullough. Also bringing to you Dr. Michael Getta on Courageous Discourse Substack. I'm learning so much. I think probably all of you are as well. We've been walking through a typical case, a man who's 45 years old. He's got a pot belly. He's about 40 pounds overweight. Blood pressures largely are systolics in the 140s and 150s. And, you know, he reveals to you he doesn't have particularly a lot of stress. He's happily married. He has kids. The alcohol is just with his friends, watching football on weekends. He's visited Dr. Gaeta, and he's had some of that fresh Boulder, Colorado air, and he's feeling great about himself. He said, listen, I'm going to stop drinking alcohol. My wife wants me to stop anyway. I'm just going to stop drinking alcohol. And Dr. Gaeta, can you review again, what would be the supplements you'd have me take?
Sure. Yeah, that's a great question. So the first thing, you know, food is always the foundation. So the foods and the supplements are related because some of the foods, like garlic, is both a food in the diet as well as a supplement. So garlic is very helpful. It's actually more effective than hawthorn in the literature for helping with elevated blood pressure and blood lipids. The main one we're concerned about is triglyceride. So garlic would be number one. Number two would be beets. That's again in the food. And the garlic formula uses garlic forte. And folks can go to my website, michaelgeta.com/store, if they're interested in any of these. And, and by the way, we created a page for your listeners, michaelgeta.com/Peter. Mm-hmm. And that's where we have a resource page for your listeners where I'll post some of the studies, resources and education, you know, for today's interview and the previous one we had done. So I'll put these resources on the /Peter page so folks don't have to remember them. So beets in the diet and then beta food is the supplement. Garlic in the diet, garlic forte is the supplement. Berries are very helpful. Half a cup of berries a day, fabulous for blood pressure as well as diabetes and just vascular health in general. Dark chocolate, not so much a supplement, but just a food. Green tea also can be helpful through a couple of different mechanisms, partly through working as a prebiotic in the gut that can help, you know, address things systemically by improving the health of the microbiome. Garlic does that too, by the way. And then the other herbs that are just super helpful. Before we get to the herbs, buckwheat. Buckwheat in the diet, and then Cyruta, C-Y-R-U-T-A, plus is the supplement. He has a low omega-3 index. So again, the food is wild fish four or five times a week. And then the supplement is, you know, some type of clean cod liver oil would be very helpful, very nutritionally broad. And then we have the another herb, couple of herbs that are very helpful for this type of case. He's definitely going to need milk thistle, which is not so much a food, but a medicinal herb, which is very regenerative and restorative to the liver, and very helpful in this particular case to help that liver heal and regenerate. And that that formula is called milk thistle forte. Sounds like his magnesium is low, so we have great sort of. So the formula is called Easy Mag. And the foods are really anything dark green stuff, dark green leafy vegetables are all good sources dietarily of magnesium. Try to correct that magnesium deficiency. And then we have hawthorn, preferably the leaves and flowering tops, is a little more therapeutically relevant than the berries, which are fine as maintenance. Put some hawthorn in there as a normotensive herb, raises it if it's low, brings it down if it's high. And, you know, low dose of that, just typically 2 or 3 per day. Now, you mentioned the central obesity. That's going to be a factor, and the fatty liver. So adding to the beets and the buckwheat, some of the lipotropic factors that help emulsify and clear that fat in addition to the buckwheat is going to be soybean lecithin and choline. Those are two formulas that are great as like a physiological detergent to help defat that liver and help the body clear any plaque that may have accumulated. Always a good idea on a physical exam to ausculte the carotids. Hearing some bruise there may, you know, indicate, you know, Doppler sonography, carotid sonography, to see about that. And I'm a big fan personally, because this guy's got significant risk factors, you know, with the some of what's going on. I'm a big fan of the coronary calcium test. I think that's a great test. And, you know, aiming for 20 or less optimally. I'm working with a patient now. His is 5,200. So he's got a lot going on. So that's just a good, you know, on the diagnostic side. And then we've got to help help get rid of that belly fat. The best herb for that is licorice. So we just want to be, you know, conservative when it comes to dosage and make sure he has a way to check his own blood pressure at home about every other day at roughly the same time of day, since it fluctuates throughout the day, and then write it down. But licorice is great for, I mean, it's not a great word, melt belly fat. It's not really what's happening, but it's a good way to balance cortisol and cortisone to help the body resolve that. And then I'm definitely going to suggest, because he has a lot of signs of impaired microcirculation, I'm definitely going to suggest that he get a home care medical device, which is a pulsed electromagnetic field therapy. That's going to massively improve microvascular circulation, which reliably helps to lower blood pressure, kind of taking some of the pressure off the system, and calms the nervous system. So it gets folks out of sympathetic dominant stress response into parasympathetic, which is the relaxation response, which is usually a factor in these metabolic syndrome cases, like he appears to be, kind of a classic metabolic syndrome case. So we've got to carefully look at blood sugar, look at fasting insulin, look at the glucose triglyceride index, look at glycosylated hemoglobin or hemoglobin A1C, and then also fasting glucose. You know, it's the least important, but good to look at just to see if there's a hyperglycemic component of this case. There easily could be with that fatty liver and some of the blood pressure elevations, the big belly, and all of that. So, you know, we've got to make sure that we're not dealing with, you know, the half of the country that's diabetic or pre-diabetic. So that's going to be, you know, more of a rule out kind of thing.
Let's take that. That's a lot to digest. So you put out these orders, and let's just say, thankfully, his coronary artery calcium score is 0. His carotid ultrasound is clean. There's no atherosclerosis. He gets the supplements you recommend, and he in earnest makes these dietary changes, quits drinking alcohol.
Wow.
And he comes back 3 months later. What he tells you is after a month, he started sleeping better. He just, a month off alcohol, you know, sleep was restored, feels yes. much better. And over 3 months following your recommendations, his weight is down 15 pounds.
Mm.
So mm-hmm. he lost 5 pounds a month, which is a pretty yep. aggressive number. And his blood pressure systolics now are, you know, in the high 120s or in the 130s most of
Beautiful.
The time. So what would you do taking him from there? What would you do?
Yeah, at that point, you know, assuming the blood sugar is good, then it's just a matter of we start tapering down the size of the program. An opening protocol in my own practice is going to be about a dozen formulas up front, and I reevaluate every 2 months. And then, you know, some patients need more than that, you know, my cancer patients or, you know, other folks who are in a bad way. You know, more serious disease, you always match the treatment to the condition, to the patient's needs. But, you know, if we've sorted that out, then we're going to make sure, you know, I want to make sure he's going to do a 3-week purification or detoxification program to help his body unburden itself from any accumulated toxins over the years. Actually, we're doing one as a group in our institute in May. So we have a bunch of people doing a cleanse together in the month of May, which will be a lot of fun. So I'll make sure we do that. You know, we'll be able to eliminate some formulas or reduce dose or taper off. Make sure the bloods are improving. I like to check that every 4 months because you get a new set of blood cells, red blood cells, at least every 4 months. Platelets are every 10 days. But you know, we've got a new set of blood cells to look at. So we want to look at that in 4 months. Want to make sure that inflammation has come down. I want to make sure that liver is happy. Make sure those fats, you know, have been resolved. Mm-hmm. And then just, you know, a couple of things. The size of the program goes down. And then we walk through other restorative programs, like spending some time rehabilitating the microbiome, just supporting that, clearing chronic infections, supporting the immune system, balancing the endocrine system in a general overall sense, doing a purification program, you know, things like that, that I like to walk through. I call it the master sequence, which are about a dozen protocols I like to walk through with people over time, which is based on what they need and where they're at and what their condition is. But in general, you know, he'll just need less. And then we'll just walk through these restorative protocols over time.
Are there any supplements you think for someone who has hypertension or what we now term pre-hypertension, right? So we kind of brought them out of the hypertensive range. Are there any supplements that are kind of for life that are so important that you think they just ought to take forever?
Yeah, there are for sure. And you know, it's just how it is these days, Peter. You know, the demands of modern life are greater than at any time in human history. The amount of environmental toxicity, which didn't exist 100 years ago, the amount of man-made radiation that didn't exist 100 years ago, and just the stress of modern life as the world goes through its cycles of purification and awakening, it's intense. You know, so there's always a gap between what we eat and what we need. And so we want to fill that gap by improving the diet and reducing burden, right? Supply and demand. We want to improve supply, reduce demand as much as we can. But these days, there's just too much electromagnetic pollution and environmental toxicity and intensity of, you know, stress and such, that we need supplementation to bridge that gap between what we eat, even in a great diet, and what we need. So I like to do ongoing kind of lifelong support with some basic things like, you know, a food-based multivitamin like Catalin. For this patient, their multi might be something called Cardio Plus, which is sort of a multi that's more nourishing to the cardiovascular system. Fish oil is for life. You know, two big studies on this showed an average of 98% of the population has insufficient omega-3 intake. The average omega-3 index nationally is half of what it should be. So fit daily, you know, just daily fish oil plus that 3 to 4 times a week a wild fish maintenance is really important. A trace mineral supplement is really helpful. And then, you know, for this type of patient to address the metabolic aspects and the, you know, blood pressure and such, you know, black cumin seed would be a great lifelong friend. It became popular because it's very effective against COVID.
Right.
All various strains and symptomatologies of the COVID syndrome. It addresses all the aspects of that very well. Pierre Corey has written about it as an alternative to ivermectin when ivermectin is not available, as well as an addition to ivermectin for prophylaxis or early treatment. So it kind of got famous for that, but it's actually been used for thousands of years for a lot of different things, including hypertension. The literature is very good on this herb helping with blood pressure as well as metabolic syndrome, elevated lipids, sugar, all the facets of metabolic syndrome. So anyway, that would be the general idea. And then I might add a couple of, you know, maintenance formulas, you know, like a low dose, you know, bioavailable turmeric, black cumin, things like that.
How about some form of a beet-based supplement long-term?
Yeah, I've been doing that. You know, both my older brothers, Peter, had their gallbladders out. My dad had a fatty liver. So I take just three a day of the beta food preventatively. I've been doing that for 27 years. And just very low dose, three little tablets a day. Suzanne Summers talked about it on Larry King as taking away her, misses many years ago in the 90s, for taking away her sweet cravings, you know. But Betafood's a great product. It's an organic beetroot and beet green product, came out in 1943. So it's been used for a really long time, 80 years. And that's a great preventative. There's your nitric oxide support. There's your liver support. There's your prevent the fatty liver. You know, there's a lot of benefits to that, doing that on a daily basis.
And you know what's interesting? When I was a kid, my mom, I guess the way she was raised, they ate a lot of beets. I always remember eating a lot of beets, and I grew to like them.
Nice. And mom knows best.
Yeah, and I got married, and one time we were eating, I guess, at my parents' house, my wife says, "I've never eaten beets. My entire life, they've never served beets." And so I thought about this in the American diet, and it is true. There are some families who eat no beets. If you go into restaurants, absolutely, you know, there are some restaurants that have a beet salad, or they'll have beets, but there's a lot of restaurants, no beets. None. Have you noticed that?
I totally noticed. You're absolutely right, Peter. I wish it would be on every menu.
Yeah,
because it's such a helpful thing. It's really, you could really call it one of the superfoods. And don't forget the greens, you know, the Swiss chard, not just the red root that we're all familiar with. They're both very helpful. And it's been used, you know, for decades in natural nutritional care for gallbladder problems. I've had countless patients, you know, with gallbladder troubles that just go away. I've had patients with scheduled cholecystectomy, where they go in for pre-op testing, their gallbladder is fine, or at least better, and they got to cancel the surgery. You know, that's happened a lot of times with myself and my students.
Well, isn't Swiss chard, it's also used like in a very delicious soup, right?
Yes, yes, that's right.
So that's an option there. Now, in garlic, most people know garlic and, you know, have garlic and they'll recognize it in spaghetti sauce or various things. And there's certain cultures, they eat a ton of garlic, you know.
Well, I'm Italian. I grew up Italian in New York. Okay. And it was in everything. You know, not everything, but my mom made a pretty garlicky sauce.
But, I think of the Asian Indian culture, Middle Eastern, Arab culture, ton of garlic. Can one eat enough garlic to kind of match what you take with kyolic or one of these garlic supplements?
The garlic is an interesting thing, Peter. Dietary garlic, so eating garlic in your diet, is enough to maintain, but isn't therapeutic to be corrective.
Okay.
Like your metabolic syndrome patient that you just described, definitely eat more garlic in the diet, but in that kind of case, it's not going to be enough. So that's when you need a therapeutic garlic concentrate as an herbal supplement in addition to the diet, because you're correcting stuff, right? Mm-hmm. It's not maintenance. You know, that patient is not in maintenance when he walks in as a new patient. We need therapeutic measures, and that's where we need to use the therapeutic, supplement program. Now, garlic is interesting because the thing that works in garlic is not in the garlic. It's a metabolite of the garlic. So what's in the garlic is allein. And then allein is converted into the active stuff, allicin, A-L-L-I-C-I-N. And that's why you'll see on the bottle, it'll say allicin potential. Mm-hmm. Meaning once it hits your gut, once it gets into the gut, small intestine and colon, that allinase will convert the allein into allicin. And it's the allicin that does what HDL does, actually. It clears away excess plaque through a different mechanism. Mm-hmm. And it's a great source of sulfur, which has enormous benefits when sulfur is deficient to the cardiovascular system. And as Stephanie Seneff at MIT has taught for many years, the importance of cholesterol intake and production, but also sulfate and sulfur intake and production, so we can produce the highly protective form of cholesterol, which is cholesterol sulfate. So eating sulfur-rich foods like garlic, cruciferous vegetables and eggs, and onions, and that whole allium family is very helpful. Now, for a supplement, you want to have an enteric-coated supplement. And the reason is you want that allinase enzyme, right? ASE is an enzyme. You want that enzyme to survive the stomach. Right? So it's fully available to fully convert that allein into allicin so it can do its job. So you get much greater therapeutic benefit from an enteric coated product like garlic forte rather than a capsule that's going to open up in the stomach. Stomach's going to go to town, and the proteolytic action in the stomach is going to degrade that enzyme, that allinase, which is a protein. And then you're not going to get that conversion you should have. So people get fussed about aged garlic and this garlic and black garlic. That's all interesting, but it's nowhere near as important as having an enteric coated product because it mimics fresh crushed garlic. Because when you crush garlic, immediately that allinase starts to make allicin. And that's why fresh crushed garlic is so great. But how do you mimic that in supplements when it's been sitting on the shelf for months and the solution is an enteric coated product?
Well, so when you eat garlic, and everyone knows kind of the smell of garlic on the breath. But what is it? I almost sense I can kind of smell it in the skin. And
sulfur.
Is it sulfur? Is that what you're
smelling? It's partly the sulfur compounds. It has kind of a sulfuric smell to it a little bit. But it's pungent, meaning spicy. In Chinese medicine, it's in the category of pungent foods and pungent herbs that benefits the lungs and the colon, the metal element of the five elements. And partly it's the sulfur content and partly it's the oils in the garlic that can do that. And a lot of folks who get burping with garlic, that's a gallbladder problem. It's not the garlic's fault. It's the gallbladder. It's a sign of gallbladder congestion. Just like some folks will get right hypochondriac or under the ribs on the right side discomfort after eating fat. That's usually the same crew that doesn't do well eating garlic. They burp a lot because the oils in the garlic, the person's just not digesting any lipids well because of biliary congestion. They have thick, sluggish bile. And by the way, best way to thin that out is with beets. Thins the bile beautifully.
Okay.
It's a good thing.
I have to tell you two garlic anecdotes. So my father-in-law lived to 98. And he is from the Middle East. It was from the Middle East. And he ate raw garlic every morning at breakfast, multiple cloves of garlic. And we would just be like, gosh. And it just gave him this vitality. It was really impressive. And I think probably the most impressed garlic story, and if my wife, hopefully she listened to this, she'll remember.
Sure.
But my uncle, who's a cardiologist, was over at my wife's parents' house. It was when my wife and I think, were newly married or dating.
Oh, nice.
And my uncle's minding his own business, and he gets stung by a wasp in the backyard of my wife's parents' house.
Oh, no.
And so my wife's mother recognizes what's going on, and she sprints to the house. And she slices some fresh garlic and she kind of crushes it up and she just rubs it right on the wasp sting. And my uncle said, "Well, I'm allergic, you know, this isn't going to turn out good." And you would be shocked how that red welt went right down. I watched it myself. I was so impressed.
Wow.
I was like, wow, this is kind of the old way.
It is.
And there must be something acutely inflammatory, anti-inflammatory or stabilizing histamines. There's something in garlic that, that actually is medicinal. Sure. I was so impressed.
That is impressive. That's great. I would have reached for raw honey, but I didn't know about the garlic remedy. That's even better.
I mean, I just watched it. And she goes, oh, yeah, and my wife's parents are very old world. They said, we've been doing this for thousands of years. And I said, you got to be kidding me. Yeah. So you never know. This has been such a great conversation. I've learned so much about hypertension. We've been talking to Dr. Michael Gatta, the Gatta Institute, the most knowledgeable person in naturopathic medicine I've ever run into. It's just, it's really a pleasure to have you on the show. Do you have any final, you know, one thing you didn't mention in our hypertension case, the one thing you didn't mention, I thought was very interesting, salt.
Oh yeah. That, I'm glad you asked. And so that has been, that's kind of a common, usually myth. This is some years ago, this is 2011 paper, American Journal of Hypertension. And the title of the paper was Reduced Dietary Salt for the Prevention of Cardiovascular Disease, Meta-Analysis. This is a Cochrane review from 2011. And, this has been replicated in several studies now. And their conclusion was that there was insufficient evidence that reducing salt, that's why I didn't mention it, it was intentional, because salt is often helpful and generally not harmful, except in the presence of a potassium deficiency. It's pretty significant. So I encourage people to eat sea salt, not Morton's iodized salt.
Okay.
This study just said no strong evidence of benefit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quoting, salt restriction increased the risk of all-cause mortality in those with heart failure.
Well, I recently spent some time with Maverick, David Bronstein, up in Michigan, who's published a book about, I think it's called The Great
Salt Your Way to Health. Yeah,
great salt myth or something like this. Yeah. So, these are very interesting issues to talk about because they're so common and they obviously have been around for a long time. And so you've really opened up our minds. You know, we're pretty much out of time for the show now. So we're going to have to close it now. Do you have any final words for our audience?
Yeah, I would just encourage folks to, look after your health. We're happy to help you at our clinic. It's michaelgaeta.com. Michael, G-A-E-T-A, or Gaeta, as you were beautifully pronouncing in Italian, is the Italian way, michaelgaeta.com. And that's the website for our clinic and for our online school. I also teach, seminars around the country. And so come get a consultation, learn about the importance of pulsed electromagnetic fields, which is really revolutionizing healthcare these days, at michaelgaeta.com/PEMF. But we'll put all of that on our Peter page, which is michaelgaeta.com/Peter, and we'll put all of that there. Yeah, come take a course. We're doing a mental health course in April. We're doing a group detoxification and cleansing in May. And we have about 34 different online courses, and I recommend everybody comes and gets a consult. It gets an evaluation, kind of like what we did today, for yourself. Get the right tests and the right approach at our clinic.
Sure, why not? You could certainly be better off for it. Thank you so much for joining us on the program.
It's an honor to be here, Peter.
Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio. This is McCullough Report.